Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Guess I got to delete all the tweets promoting Ari Shaffir coming on the show.
Hey, you know what? That's why they're always scheduled, JP.
Yeah.
They're scheduled until
we'll
they it. Actually
he
hear
he's
them.
Coming on tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
He likes us for some reason.
Well, he's a Maryland guy.
I know. We've had him in studio a few times. Mm-hmm. And I guess Valdez is making known to us that I guess he even mentioned us in his final podcast.
It's very nice of him. He didn't have to do that.
Like, I guess he's taking a hiatus from doing podcasts or whatever, even though he had a pretty successful one.
And I think he just started a new one where he's like traveling around the world, almost like almost like an Anthony Bourdain type thing.
Right.
That's definitely a new genre because the guy from American Pie, I think, has a show.
They're like where travel vloggers.
And then I think Conan O'Brien has
a show. Backup. Which guy from American
Pie? Jason Biggs?
The dad.
Oh, Eugene Levy.
Levy has a show.
Gotcha.
Well, apparently he was in Asia and he just saw his first cockfighting match.
I did see that. Yeah. He was in East Timor, which if you had asked me before I looked it up, where is East Timor? I would have said Africa.
Yeah,
it's definitely not in Africa. It's near like Indonesia.
No idea.
It's in a completely different part of the world. Valdez, I'm gonna have to bank that for Jeopardy going forward.
So Eugene Levy has a show called The Reluctant Traveler, and I'm telling you, something just came out with Conan O'Brien where he's traveling.
All right, while you look that up, let's go to Luke. He's on the line from Ocean City, on.
Conan O'Brien must go.
Hey, Luke, what's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey,
how you
what's
doing?
Up?
How are, where do you live in Ocean City?
Yeah, Valdez is going to have 100 questions.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
28th Street.
Hold on. Are
that's
right in the heart of it.
Are you
that's
a hardcore,
very close to the border.
You're a hardcore local, like you're OC local.
Oh, you are two streets away from my favorite restaurant in Ocean City, Ristorante Antipasti.
I've been here 12 years.
Yeah.
I'd say that qualifies.
Yeah, and?
Okay. So I guess one of my favorites is Harpoon Hannah's.
Harpoon Hannah's.
Yeah. That's my spot.
Yeah, I bet.
That's my spot.
Yeah.
That's
down there,
down there by Fenwick.
That's down there.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's a long
on weekend. A summer night, on a July night, that'll take you 45 minutes.
I love Harpoon Hannah's, though.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. So, hey, so how many blocks from the ocean are you? You're definitely Bayside.
Blocks.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm on Bayside, and just across the street, you know.
He sounds like he's Bayside.
Right,
he's
ever?
Definitely.
He's right a Bayside behind, guy.
He's like
you
right
can tell
behind
right
the
away he's a Bayside, Bayside. Guy. Yeah, you can tell Bayside. Yeah.
So what do you got?
I'm right there by Dry Docks.
Right, sure.
I know. I bet you he walks the Belly Busters a lot.
Oh, I like. I did like Belly Busters. Hey, do you
ever? Well, I become disabled. I'm disabled, so I can't get out anymore, really.
Sorry to hear that.
Don't you have a chair or something?
Can
you roll over there?
Is it too personal to ask how you got disabled?
I got an infection in my foot, and they nearly took the leg, but she was able to save the foot. So I was bedridden for 9 months.
It wasn't toenail fungus, was it? Because then I'd be worried.
What kind of infection did you get?
I'm not sure what kind of it really was, but they went in and did emergency surgery on my heel.
Oh, Lord.
My pressure wound.
That's an old band there, Valdez.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a ringing endorsement for the cleanliness of the water.
So hold up. They just took off your foot, so you can still get around, though, don't you? Right?
Well, I get around.
He's like a
they
peg leg at Jolly Rogers.
Foot,
stop it.
I can still get around.
Right.
Just, it's hard with a walker.
Right.
How old are you?
I don't feel bad.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 68.
68. Mm. I mean, it's almost over.
Jaromir Jagr.
Yeah.
You're telling him to stop, but you're telling him it's almost over. That's hilarious.
Yeah, really.
All right. What else you got, buddy? What else you got?
Well, the thing I was Ozempic, I've been taking that for years. Mm-hmm. And I'd never lost any weight on it. But the problem is the price of it.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's like $400 a month for me to take Ozempic.
Wow.
Are you a man of larger carriage? Are you like a...
I am. I'm 300 pounds.
Yeah. Right. And you're telling me
it never worked?
They often lose their feet,
it
right?
It never worked.
Really?
I maintained my weight for years, the whole 12 years I was down here. Uh-huh. I maintained my weight.
Where were you going? So you're going to Harpoo Hannah's a lot.
Hey, at least
not
you didn't
really,
go up in weight. You said just maintain.
It was.
Yeah.
That but look, shrimp there was pretty good.
Yeah. Diabetes, I just looked it up, can often lead to amputations. Yeah. Usually,
is that
toes,
why? So it was
legs.
A diabetic complication.
It was that, but they say sometimes it was the medicine I was taking also could have caused the infection.
Mm. What a nightmare!
But the Ozempic, you know, what's not fair is because as soon as I got on Medicare, it went to $400 a month. But before that, I could use a coupon for $25.
Wow.
Yeah, but still, it's pricey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but how come he never lost weight, though? That's the thing.
I never lost weight. And I was pretty active before I got injured.
Right.
You know, I was all around and everything like this. And
bet you had four or five different softball teams you were on.
No, but I would go to Northside Park quite a bit and watch that quite a bit. And,
right.
Because I worked right beside Northside Park.
Yeah, what is Northside Park? Is that like a horse racing track?
No, it's a park. It's got softball fields, lax fields. It's got soccer fields.
Yeah.
They got all the fields down there and everything. But that's where I worked, was right beside that.
Where's the last spot you went to eat in Ocean City?
Coins.
Gangrene turtle.
Stop it.
It's a good one.
Coins.
I know where Coins is.
Coins is silly.
Yeah. What do they serve at Coins?
Right there at 28th Street also. Pit and Pub is right there.
Right.
So I'd hit that. But my favorite spot also is Waterman's.
Oh, yeah. Waterman's. Of
course it's Waterman's.
What did you do for a living before? Ooh, you know,
don't answer. We need
before
to guess.
Foot fell off. What do you think you did?
We need to gamble on this.
All right. Don't answer, okay? So, wait,
hold
Luke.
On.
Okay.
No, I need to ask you this. Where did you live prior to Ocean City?
I grew up in Springfield, Virginia.
Springfield, not much
Springfield.
Better.
All right.
Hold on.
I have a soul read. Just.
All right.
He worked. He did something in the car biz. He was either like, car salesman is my guess. I'm
really?
In with car sales.
Oh no. That's way. I'm gonna say.
How long have you been at Ocean City? You said.
He said 12 years.
12. Oh,
12
okay.
years.
12 years.
All right. Don't answer.
Yep.
He's definitely a guy.
I'm gonna say electrician.
Electrician, good guess.
Electrician.
JP?
Yeah, I was really honing in on a guy who repairs washers and dryers.
I'm getting that vibe,
that's very
too.
Niche-y, but you could
but
go there.
I was since he took electrician, yeah. I'll just go with the generic plumber.
Plumber,
right,
okay.
I'm going to go painter.
All right, Valdez, do you have a guess?
Body shop. Owned his own body shop.
A great one. Mike Marr?
I'll say real estate.
Real estate?
Why
did you just go brain
surgery? I don't think it's that hard to get in real estate, but that's not the worst
guess.
Yeah,
but relatively. All right.
All right, Luke.
Luke, what'd you do for a living?
I manage an appliance parts store.
I was close. But I got off it. I'm not going to take the money because I got off it with plumber.
Damn it.
For some reason,
that was a good one.
I had a Vibe on washer dryers.
Luke, do you have you got an old lady or what?
No, I don't. Not any longer.
Aw.
Oh,
she didn't leave you when the foot problem arose,
no,
did she?
Uh-uh, no.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Did she donk off, or did she just leave you?
A little bit of both.
I don't understand that. Yeah,
she left and then died.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Do you stay at the barefoot mailman when you're down there?
Barefoot beach or whatever it's called.
So many good ones. So such a big comedy pyramid we're building here.
Hey, Luke, take care of yourself, man.
You're a good sport.
And you're a good sport. And I appreciate you listening, buddy.
Okay. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
All right. Thank you.
Eric's gonna hang out with you next time he's down at the beach.
I mean, I'd have a beer with him. But he'd have to get Oceanside, though. I don't really venture over to the Bayside.
meet in the middle somewhere.
I don't think I've been to Ocean City for at least 2 decades. Dude, I can't remember the last time I've been
pretty
there.
Pretty much a habit of going really? Every year at least once.
He
for like
definitely
a
sounded Bayside, though. Like, if you made oh, it was a Bayside. All yeah, my sure. money. This guy with, Bayside, or does he live yeah. oceanfront? Oh, no,
Bayside.
I don't really go to the Eastern Shore that often. And when I have, like with my family, the last two times, which would be over the course of like 20 years, we've stayed at Rehoboth Beach.
Right.
Yeah. I like Rehoboth. It's great.
And then we've done our Dewey Beach trips.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Those are fun.
I'm telling you, I don't think I've been to Ocean City potentially since I was in my 20s.
I don't know. It gives me a little like a childhood nostalgia every time does. I ride down there.
Definitely
I
mean, get just, the feels.
I start thinking about all the places I stayed with my family and my dad and everything. So I get
that.
I like it.
I just didn't grow up going there. Yeah. So that's probably part of it.
Yeah. Believe me, we stayed in some of the worst places.
Oh, so did I. You know. My mom would take me to the Beachmark Hotel.
Don't know anything about it. What street?
I want to say it's between 68 and 72, somewhere in
when
there.
When we finally made
maybe
it.
Maybe 64.
When we mm-hmm. were like ballers, we stayed at the Holiday Inn. The, yeah. You know, the one over there.
I don't
like
even know if the Beachmark's still there.
Was there a place street called the Century there?
Yes. Yeah, that was a condo.
Century
condo.
One.
That's a condo.
Yeah. I honestly think the first time I ever went to Ocean City was with that family, our family friends.
92nd Street.
Yeah.
Right across from Rose.
We were so nubs, sometimes we would stay at like a motel 2 miles away, like near, yeah. like in Rehoboth.
Near like Berlin?
Near the outlets.
And that is nubs.
We would swim in the outdoor pool.
You're so far inland. You're nowhere. You might as well be like in Nebraska. You're so far away from the ocean. Yeah.
That's where we stayed. Like it's literally motel. Not even a hotel. Motel.
If you can't walk to the ocean from where you're staying, it's a nub spot.
Oh,
now,
it was
now
nubs.
Even if it's Bayside and you have to cross 8 lanes of traffic,
right.
you can still
play
walk
Frogger
to the ocean.
To get to the beach.
You're going to play Ocean City Frogger to get there, but right. you can still walk there.
Right.
If you have to get into a car
Correct.
Or a moped or a motorcycle to go see the Atlantic Ocean,
yeah,
nubs.
That's correct. We did
I think
that.
That's your dividing line.
We believe me, we did that.
Yes.
But we did graduate to that Holiday Inn, with the, and they do have that outdoor bar there.
Valdez is very familiar.
My dad.
This is Valdez's favorite segment all week.
I can't stop smiling.
My dad would sit on the deck, and he would do his reading in his suit.
He wore like corduroy.
To not like a bathing suit, like a suit.
Well, he would. I mean, like you know, he would wear like polyester pants.
Okay.
And you know, a dress shirt.
Yeah.
And he would just
beach casual.
That was his beach wear.
Yeah.
And he'd wear that on the patio. And he would just because he didn't like to walk down to the beach too hot.
He liked the sand.
Dad, it's hot. You're wearing your pants.
FBB beach.
Stupid.
It's a true story.
I wish your dad was wearing the old school like 1920s bathing suit. Looks like a leotard.
The diver's cap.
Yeah, I wish he was wearing that. That makes for a way better story.
No,
I feel like your dad was a swimmer. Didn't he used to go to like the YMCA back in the day?
He was a swimmer. That was his exercise. He did. No, it wasn't the YMCA. He went to the thing over there by FedEx.
I know.
Whatever that thing.
I thought he went to a place on Free State.
He might have gone to a YMCA too. But what is that? You know where we play the Divas? They have a whole facility there.
Like the
Learning
County Recreation Center,
or whatever it is. Learn. Yeah, yeah. He would go over there in the pool because the pool was warmer. He went to the ones that kept the pool warmest.
Who doesn't want a heated pool?
No, he also did a bit that traumatized me. He would do a bit when I was young. It traumatized me where he would hold his breath as long as he could, and he would float on top of the water.
Right, and you thought he was Dunsky.
I was like, what?
Did you
look like you're dying?
Did you yell him to catch your breath like Kelly Clarkson? Kelly Clarkson.
No.
By the way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Realized as I was walking back to my car in the parking lot, they've already put the water in the pool at Norbeck.
Oh, did they?
Cold that water must be in the pool.
That's a new development.
They did it in our neighborhood pool too.
Gotta be the so cold.
Oh, you gotta start filling the pool and then you gotta start treating it.
I guess.
Yeah.
I thought you just like Memorial Day weekend. They just show up like Thursday before Memorial Day weekend.
No,
it takes a while. I think it takes a little while. But
no, I didn't realize
it's definitely not heated, right? Those blickies.
Definitely not heated.
Yeah.
It's so not heated.
Yeah.
It's cold actually.
All right, coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win some Aerosmith tickets. You know what? I'm going to put cakes to work.
Oh,
Hall of Fame or not? Since we were talking, it's relevant. We were talking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, good.
So Hall of Fame or not, you'll have a 50-50 shot to win the tickets to Aerosmith. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.